with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio.
I'm excited about today's show because
actually
coincides with a theory that I've had for a very, very long time.
Okay, that didn't work. Something's wrong. We're running the wrong hour here. It looks like. Sorry about this technical difficulty. Elliot, can you restart the show and make sure that it's the 12 o'clock hour that's ticked? Let's see here.
I gotcha.
Yeah, just restart the show. That's okay.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back.
For humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Oh, that's okay. Look, we ran the intro music faster than we were supposed to. Welcome back to a special episode of Superhuman Radio. The first hour, half hour, is going to be with Dr. Jeff and I for our regularly scheduled Science for Humans. We're going to talk about some of these sugary sports drinks, right, Dr. Jeff?
Absolutely.
And then later in the show, we have Rob Regish coming on for a special edition of the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm in California calling in remotely. Elliot is in the studio. And Dr. Jeff is in Montana. What a wonderful thing technology brings everybody together. How you doing, Dr. J?
Good, man. I thought you were going to do the jingle just yourself since it kind of played early, you know?
Yeah, no. I was just going to sing it, actually. So I got to tell people something. So I'm out here in California having lunch with people, and I meet this gal, and her name is Nico, and she's been over at Gold's Gym Venice for 17 years, and I say, oh, you know, I work with Dr. Jeff Galini, and her face lights up. I know Jeff. Everybody knows you here, Dr. J. Everybody.
You know, that's cool, and Nico and I, yeah, we go way back, and I think you said she started to tell you a story, but we won't get into that.
She started telling me the story. We were at breakfast, and it was mixed company, and I don't know if she was, like, trying to be quiet about it or whatever, but she's so nice, and she said, well, please tell Jeff I said hello. I haven't seen him in so long.
Oh,
but it's
that's
like,
so
brother,
cool.
you're still a legend here in Muscletown, man.
Well, that's cool to know, man. You know, I do keep in contact with quite a few of the guys and gals. A lot of them have moved out of there, but that was a cool time, man. As you've seen, it's really a neat place.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about our fascination with sugary sports drinks. Is that correct?
Oh my goodness, yes, sugar. You know, and it's really interesting when I thought about this topic. You know, these beverage companies are still targeting kids with their marketing, you know, and I call these unhealthy sugar drinks. There's nothing healthy about a sugar drink. And this was in 2014, but there was the Sugar Drink Facts that came out, and this was by Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity. And they were talking about, this is 2013, how these beverage companies had spent over $866 million to advertise these unhealthy drinks to kids. And if you look at, you know, most of the ads, that's who they're targeting, is the younger people. So I thought, you know, let's do a show on sugar. I mean, I know how you and I stand on it. And I started to look at, you know, what are sugary drinks and how much sugar do they contain? And
right.
I was shocked, Carl. I mean, probably the number one seller out there is Gatorade, 21 grams of sugar.
You know, this is and okay, so it's not that you don't need sugar for energy. There are better sources, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But the reality is, the quality of the sugar they're using, this is generally just high fructose corn syrup. And we know fructose is not a good choice for energy drinks because it must become a long-chain triglyceride first before it can be used as energy. Isn't that correct?
Well, correct, and I think, you know, anything in moderation is okay. So again, you know, I'm not saying that sugar is the devil and you should never eat it. I'm saying, look, these are drinks that are being marketed as healthy, athletic drinks, and some of them aren't, but when I tell you some of the sugar contents, it's pretty amazing. So for instance, Gatorade has a protein drink out, 45 grams of sugar and 24 grams of protein. You can drink a 12-ounce Coca-Cola for 39 grams of sugar. 20-ounce Mountain Dew is 77 grams. Rockstar, 16 ounces, 62 grams. And I just got two more here. Red Bull, 8.3 ounces, is 27 grams of sugar. And Vitamin Water, 20 ounces, is 33 grams of sugar.
Wow.
So if you were to drink a Coke maybe once a week or, you know, every couple weeks, not a big deal, but people are drinking, you know, Gatorade, for instance, 1, 2, 3 times a day because they're thinking this is a healthy sports drink when you might as well just drink a Coca-Cola because sugar contains no essential nutrients. I mean, it's just calories.
Right. And the other thing is people drink these drinks throughout the day even when they're not engaged in sports because they
right.
think these are quote-unquote healthy drinks to drink.
Well, and again, that's what marketing is telling us. That's if you watch the commercials, you know, I mean, they've got these athletes who are claiming to use these drinks. And you and I both know that professional athletes are not drinking sugar drinks. They are when they're younger, but as they get older and they understand what's going on, no, we don't drink sugar. We know more about it. When I was bodybuilding, prior to getting into bodybuilding and moving to California, I used to drink, you know, Cokes and Pepsis and all that stuff, and I actually even drank these high-calorie drinks, and it wasn't until I understood that the protein was nothing more than gelatin, and it was pure fructose corn syrup was all the carbs, like 100 grams.
Yeah.
And when I went to California, they taught me sugar, no. So, I mean, I got rid of, you know, all those drinks and, you know, all the things that had sugar, all the hidden type things.
Well, I want to just bring this point back around, too. You know, there are some people out there who understand that using a carbohydrate as a pre-intra-workout supplement, like Carbolin, for instance, is a smart thing. But high fructose corn syrup is not a good choice.
No.
For a sugar to power you energy and to increase energy because it's not readily available in the bloodstream. It must go through the liver first. It
yep.
must be converted to a long-chain triglyceride first, and then it can be converted back two more steps before it can become glucose. So you're three steps away from having it be utilized during your energy consumption during your workout. And this is why I say these companies have missed the boat by using that as a form of sugar if you're going to use it for fuel during a workout. Am I off base on that?
No, you aren't. And even the companies that are using, you know, they just say sugar, but, you know, that could be cane sugar or beet sugar. Again, you know, a lot of people say, okay, well, that's healthier than, you know, aspartame and things.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I may agree or disagree. But, again, it comes down to moderation. You know, if you're going to drink one of these drinks once in a while because you enjoy the taste, well, hey, moderation. But if you're depending on these drinks for your hydration or as an energy drink or a pre-workout drink, we already know what happens. You know, sugar is absorbed within about 5 minutes. So, yes, you get that immediate glucose, or this would be fructose coming from this, but then you crash. So it's really counterproductive, you know, and then add some caffeine to it.
Jeez. Yeah, right.
How are you going to work out?
So they're not good for you. That's the bottom line, right?
They are not good for you. And I've got kind of a list of things that why they're not good for you, if you want to talk about those.
Yeah, please.
You know. Yeah, so the first one, like I said, you know, sugar, it doesn't contain anything. So when you look at it, there's no vitamins, no essential nutrients. It's just calories, and it's sweet. So, you know, again, it's used as a sweetener, makes things taste well. As you said, you know, sugar, these types of sugar have to be actually converted to fructose, which then is converted to the triglycerides, which cause all the problems. Carbohydrates are converted to glucose, you know, and that's what your body actually burns. You need that in your system. And again, as you said, you know, overloading the liver with this this sugar, this fructose, it can cause something called a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Right.
That's something people aren't talking about.
Right.
We already know that it's bad for your teeth. It causes insulin resistance, which is a stepping stone toward metabolic syndrome and diabetes. So, you know, type 2 diabetes comes from this insulin resistance and overloading the sugar. Some of the cancer people are saying, you know, excess amounts of sugar kind of put the body in a good state for cancer. And as we know, you know, cancer thrives on sugar.
You know, Dr. Otto Warburg discovered that phenomenon. And I'm hearing a lot about that while I'm out here in California. The reality is that Dr. Warburg didn't discover a way to detect cancer by radioisotoping sugar and then watching where it goes in your body. He discovered a way to kill cancer. If you know that cancer needs sugar to survive, then starving it of sugar will kill it. But more importantly, giving your body lots of sugar is going to allow cancer to thrive. You're right on the money about this.
Yeah. And here's one. You know, people don't know this, but sugar causes a massive dopamine release to the brain. So they're now saying that sugar is actually highly addictive. So you think the food companies don't know why they're putting sugar in their products? Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's
like a drug-like reaction in the brain. CT scans of the brain when people have consumed sugar, and the areas of the brain that light up are the same ones that light up for heroin.
And you know, people say you hear this all the time. I'm addicted to chocolate. No, you're addicted to the sugar in the chocolate. Because if you were to take cocoa, have you ever tried cocoa?
Yes, Elisa buys raw cocoa nibs, raw organic cocoa nibs from Trader Joe's. They're delicious, but they're not sweet.
They don't taste like sugar or a chocolate bar. I mean, it's the sugar that makes everything taste good, and that's what you are craving. When you are craving a donut, you're not craving the fat it was fried in. You're craving the sugar, you know.
See, and from an evolutionary perspective, we're driven to find sweet because it's good for energy. And but the sweets that we had available to us was really basically honey, because even fruit wasn't sweet back then. Fruit was green apples were bitter. I mean, we've basically hybridized fruit to be sweeter and sweeter.
And see. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, what I do, if I don't like sugar and I don't like candy and I don't like junk, even though sometimes I post funny things, but I love honey, you know, and I have it in the morning, not because I crave it. It's just because I like the fact that, you know, helping with allergies and, you know, to sweeten things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dried fruits and stuff. I mean, you know, if you really do need that sugar sensation. But the other thing is we already know that it's a leading cause contributor to obesity in both children and adults. And as you said, it's not the fat that raises the cholesterol, it's actually the sugar. So sugar causes heart attacks. I mean, how else can I say that, you know?
Yes, it's just, and you know what else too that people forget? I did this show in 2007 that glucose signaling is what causes cellular senescence. It causes the cells to die sooner. And your cells, you don't want your cells to die sooner because there's only a certain number of replications that can happen in a cell. I think someone just told me that it's 13. And so you want those 13 replications to last your entire life. You don't want them to. And so this is what speeds aging. High sugar consumption speeds the body to age faster. I mean, this is something that's really not discussed, because we have all these people out there talking about anti-aging, but you have to understand that it's glucose signaling that causes a cell to age faster.
Yep, exactly.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say, I know you probably don't have a clock. You're not in the studio. I didn't know.
No, I do. I do. We're actually getting ready to go to break. So here's what I want to do. I want to go to break, but I want to talk about something else. Since we've opened up this can of worms about these sugary sports drinks, there's something else that they make claims to besides providing energy, and that is they claim to be a good source of hydration and, more importantly, electrolyte replenishment. So how about we talk about that when we come out of the break?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Science for Humans. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. Elliot Turton is in the studio making this magic happen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Welcome back.
Hi, my name is...
Science
what?
For Humans.
My name is...
Who?
With,
my name is
myself and Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about sugary energy drinks, sports drinks specifically. So we were talking about the problem with all the sugar and the quality of the sugar in these drinks, Dr. J. But what about the fact that they make claims to improve hydration and electrolyte balances? What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, it really amazes me how they can even get away with that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, science has proven there's four main electrolytes, and the balance of electrolytes, actually there's five, are really important. You know, if you elevate one, you're going to throw off the others. So when you look at these drinks, you know, their electrolytes are coming from sodium chloride, which is table salt. It's the old iodized salt that you put on your food. Again, we learned a long time ago. I mean, back in the 70s, we used to take salt tablets, which were sodium chloride, and it was deemed that those were actually dangerous. Yet these drinks continue to add sodium chloride. Why? Because it's cheap, and it helps to enhance the flavor. A lot of these electrolytes are really in there to promote, enhance, stabilize the flavoring system. They aren't actually added as electrolytes.
And aren't they fairly insignificant amounts? I mean, you make one very important point. People take, quote-unquote, minerals. And, you know, I'm going to just take a bunch of magnesium. I heard that's good. Or a bunch of calcium.
Right.
When you take these individually in a vacuum, you throw off the other ones. The ratios are critical to function. In fact, I've talked about on this show that the way anabolic steroids affect muscle contractile force is by altering the way the electrolytes, hence the minerals in and outside the cells, function. And this is how they make muscle fibers contract stronger, through the calcium channel, the sodium pump, so on and so forth. So when you just take sodium and chloride, what about the other ones? What about magnesium? What about potassium? What about calcium? You can't just take sodium and chloride by itself, right? That's not going to work.
No, exactly. Well, like Gatorade, you know, it's 110 milligrams of sodium from sodium chloride. So they try to make the chloride claim, but it's naturally occurring. And then they got 30 milligrams of potassium. So you're talking about elevating your sodium. What's going to happen is your body is going to push out potassium, and it's going to throw off the calcium-magnesium imbalance. So again, you know, isn't going to do anything. Actually, when I drink these drinks, I get cramps.
Really?
I can't drink them. They're just, it's probably, you know, the sugar and the salt, but I just cannot drink them. So again, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, if you're looking for electrolytes, you got to deem, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to be drinking them, you know, are you going to be drinking a gallon of them? Then no, you want to have smaller amounts so that you actually can utilize them. But if you're just going to drink one drink and that's it, then you can take a little bit more so it's actually in your system. But again, you got to have them in a balanced proportion, and they all need to be present, and they need to be in better forms.
What about the young athletes and professional athletes that use these drinks? Now, you've done a great job in your backyard of getting a lot of these athletes to pay attention to Carbolin as an alternative to things like Gatorade,
right,
which it's a much better source of usable carbohydrate. What are you seeing in some of these young athletes?
Well, you know, the first thing I'm seeing in a lot of these young athletes is gum disease and tooth decay from all the sugar.
Really?
This is what we are seeing in our young professional athletes. I mean, it's an epidemic going on. But what I'm seeing here is, again, you know, it's the parents that are driving what their kids can and can't do. Now, the kids are going in and they're buying what they can, these monster drinks and sugar drinks. But again, their parents, that's what they're telling them to drink. The doctors are telling them to drink. What we've done here and what we are now doing in a lot of schools is as we've introduced Carbolin, you know, I say, look, I mean, the Gatorade principle was great. I think it was developed back in the 60s. Back
yep.
then, this was the technology, you know. But come on, you wouldn't use a cell phone, let alone from 2 years ago, versus the very first one that ever came out. You got to advance with technology. So we now know that, you know, again, sugar, no. Electrolytes, balance. So as you said, you know, I developed Carbolin for that exact reason, is I didn't have anything good to use myself. So as I was starting to look at things, I didn't want sugar. Fruits take too long to be absorbed. Honey was okay, but it just wasn't fueling me. I wanted something that was a complex carbohydrate that could be absorbed as quick as a sugar within 5 minutes, so you have that good glucose to burn. And then the Carbolin hydrate, you know, because of our experience last year getting Carbolin on the sideline, we realized that we did a good job with hydration, but we needed to add some electrolytes. So I went to phosphated electrolyte minerals, and I put all of them in there. So now an athlete is getting what they need to be able to get through. And it was interesting this last year at Rocky Mountain College, we had Carbolin on the sidelines, and it was quite hot a couple of the games, over 100 degrees. We didn't have one kid cramp, where the other teams drinking water or the sugar drinks had on an average of 7 to 8 players come out of the game with some type of muscle cramp that they couldn't even play any longer.
Wow, that's very impressive.
I think that, again, you know, these salts actually contribute toward that. So there's
choices out there. We even see that in sports where they use diuretics to make weight. When
yeah.
you get the when you get these electrolytes out of balance, cramping occurs, muscle fatigue occurs. I mean, it's just a mistake. And you know, I'm just so shocked that all they could come up with when Gatorade was developed at the University of Miami, I believe, of Florida State or something like that, all those years ago, all they could come up with was replacing salt.
Yeah.
I understand you lose a lot of salt, but you lose a lot of other stuff too.
And, you know, and what's even more amazing is it hasn't changed. It continues on. I guess if it's not broken, they're part of that $866 million of advertising. What is their income? I mean, they're making money. So why change it? They're not really concerned like we are about actually, you know, developing things, helping people live longer. I mean, you're not going to be an athlete forever. So you don't want to do stupid stuff that is going to hinder you in the long run. You know, it's all about being healthy, enjoying the time you can be in sport, but then having a fruitful life like we do, being able to lift and enjoy what you can do, you know.
So to the parents out there, real quick before we end this interview, what should they be getting their young athletes to drink?
So I'm going to first say water, because I don't want to be a sales pitch for Carbolin, but the
right.
number one thing is they need to be drinking water. Get rid of anything that has sugar in it, these lists of things. Now, if you want what I consider the ultimate hydration, because part of hydration is you need to replenish those glucose levels, I'm going to tell you Carbolin. And if you haven't tried Carbolin, go to superhumanradio.com, go to Ask the Scientist, say that you heard the show and you want to try it. I want you to try it. You know, I would not even expect you to invest any money until you had an opportunity to give it a good test drive. That's how confident I am in what we develop, that it's going to work. It is the number one selling carbohydrate in the country right now for a reason.
Yeah, and this is a lot of pro athletes know about Carbolin.
Oh,
now
yeah.
we need to get the young athletes to understand about it earlier on in their careers before they run
yep.
through the pitfalls of using these other really crummy drinks during workout
yeah.
And training.
Absolutely.
Dr. J, man, it's great to have you on the show today and to be with you, but it's also great to walk in your shadow while I'm here in Los Angeles.
Well, you enjoy your time. Tell my buddies there at Quest I said hello, even though I don't know them, and I'm sure you'll run into one or two more people that
I have. I feel
with.
Very confident. I'm actually going to be training with Mike O'Hearn, I believe, sometime next week. So I'll be over at Gold's Gym,
nice.
The mecca of bodybuilding, and I'm probably going to run into a lot of people that you know while I'm there.
If you're there in the morning, you'll see Charles Glass and Mike Caparo and a whole bunch of them. So just say, hey, I know Jeff. Anyone know Jeff? And see what they say.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Rob Regish for a special episode of the Blueprint Power Hour. You're listening to Supreme Radio. We'll be right back with more.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is a special episode of the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay? Yeah, yeah. So I'm in California, and Rob is in Connecticut. Elliot is in the studio in Louisville, Kentucky, and through the magic of technology and radio, we are all together at the same time. Anything important we need to talk about before we start answering questions today, Coach Rogers?
I've got two big announcements. One is we are running a 20% off sale on Tranquilogen. And for those interested, Tranquilogen.com, you can use voucher code TQ20. You get a full 20% off on this baby. Pain relief, mental and physical rejuvenation, and a whole lot more. But the big one really has to do with the Blueprint Bulletin. The April sale is in full swing. And in a nutshell, here's what we got. For 50 cents a day or less, you get all the insider info not found anywhere else. You also get a year and a half's worth of bulletins for the price of one. Plus, my new special report, 100% legal performance enhancer, jacks up protein synthesis 30 minutes after taking it, then keeps it elevated for up to 7 hours. In next month's issue, subscribers will learn where they can legally get Viagra or Cialis, the only nitrate product on the market that lists exact milligrams of that active ingredient and how to perform density overload sets. For many, it'll be a completely unique and game-changing way to stimulate muscle growth. So CoachRobRegish.com for those interested.
And real quick, is a Fast Muscle book still available?
Oh, yeah, it should still be up for an hour.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, for less than a dollar.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure I plug that. So Jeremiah Holt says, I've heard you talk about something called IP6. What is the stuff, and why might I want to use it?
Oh, you know what? It sounds like you maybe have last week's show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, darn. I am. I may not have. Let me make sure I got it. Hold on. I apologize.
That's all right.
Let's see here. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? What
can
did
you,
I do wrong?
Can you hold on just a second?
Yeah. Take your time. Hold on. I can't believe I did that. I don't know how I did that. I may not have received this week's email for all I know. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, this is... No, this is 412, which was actually supposed to be 412. Let's see. Did I open the wrong document? There we go. So the dogs are barking at the Regish household, as you can tell. And while we're waiting for Coach Regish to get back on the line, I am opening up the appropriate one. I did find it. My bad.
All right, man. Sorry
okay.
About that.
I may have opened the. I'm reopening the file. It's just taking a second, and we'll get right back on this here. This is the beauty of live radio. You get it all. You get the dogs barking. You get the hosts not being prepared for the day's show. Okay.
Question okay. From Dan Condi.
What's that?
I think Dan Condi was the first question.
Yeah, I'm just dragging down. My computer here we go. Dan Condi, he says, I get what you say about non-hormonal anabolics, but what about our own natural testosterone? Adel Moussa at Subversity has pretty much put out a blanket statement. The vast, vast majority just don't work. He's talking about testosterone boosters, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Should we be focusing our efforts elsewhere?
You know, I think there is every reason to make sure that your endogenous levels of test are optimal. You know, reason being, I can't think of a single non-hormonal anabolic that won't be more effective, right, with higher test levels. Even, you know, creatine, the whole nine yards. At issue is the tag team of DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. Translation is the assembly of amino acids in the ribosome, ultimately manifesting in more muscle. And that can be juiced with things like phosphatidic acid, reponsicum carcinoids, ectosterone, etc. Transcription, though, is different. It's the message to the cell nucleus to turn on protein machinery. The most efficient way of doing that is for TESS to bind to the steroid receptor and send that message over and over and over. So what Adele seems to be saying here, and I agree, is that traditional test boosters, you know, Trib, Forskolin, Longcheck, they don't do that, you know, they don't do that to the degree needed to see results, which is to say, most of them claim to boost test around 30%. Some a little more, some less, but 30% is the ballpark that most aspire to. And that might sound like a lot, but for someone that's starting at 350, right, nanograms per deciliter, it only brings it up to 450 or thereabouts, not enough to feel and see a difference. The one over-the-counter test booster that I would put some stock in is transdermal DHEA. And the reason being there are enzymes in the skin that preferentially convert it to testosterone. We don't know yet how much higher it can boost total test, but I bet good money it's a lot higher than something like Trib. Step two in that process would be using something that frees up more biologically active testosterone, and that something would be an extract of stinging nettle, standardized for 3,4-divinyl tetrahydrofuranam. Yes, that's a mouthful. You know, if you can get free tests near the top of the range, you're golden, in my opinion. As an aside, I don't think I've ever seen a high total test with a low, right, free test. Conversely, I've seen plenty of guys with low total test and low free test. So before and after labs are the only way to know. Sadly, I have not talked to a lot of guys that have done that on transdermal DHEA. I think we need more.
We're going to go ahead and answer this question next before we take a break, since we got a little slow on the draw here. This one comes from Richard Fleer. He says, what gives on beta-alanine? I loaded a generic at 10 grams a day, nothing. I did this twice a day, morning and night.
You know, beta-alanine is tricky. It's not as easy as creatine mono, and a lot of guys try to use it in that fashion. So first, let's look at what beta-alanine is and why you'd want to use it. It's the rate-limiting step in forming carnosine, which is an intracellular buffer used that extends the muscle's ability to contract under load. It does that by combining with L-histidine, an essential amino acid. You know, so why not take carnosine? Because it's expensive as hell. And it's converted to beta-alanine and L-histidine, and then back to beta-alanine. It's not very efficient, and it's certainly not very cost-effective. Get it right, though, and you should see better results, better muscular endurance in the rep ranges above 12. The trick, if there is one, on beta-alanine is to take at least 6 grams a day, preferably with a meal, and, you know, something that stimulates insulin release, similar to creatine, but you need to spread it out through at least 4 doses a day, every 4 hours, call it. Now, take any less than 6 grams, and it doesn't work as well. Take it any less than 4 times a day, it doesn't work as well. It won't put water weight on you like creatine, and it won't be noticeable unless you're working in the higher rep ranges.
Yes, and that's the thing about beta-alanine. I don't think people realize what they should be looking for. What you should be looking for is when you're going into higher rep ranges, you just don't develop that lactate burn as soon. And that's a very subjective thing to measure.
Right. Now, you just started that, right?
What's that? Yeah, and I notice it. I notice the difference already. But I'm taking it with baking soda.
Excellent.
So you have intracellular and extracellular hydrogen quenching going on at a greater rate. So that's in my opinion, they are the dynamic duo to take if you're looking for the ability to train more intensely without getting the lactate buildup. That they both work synergistically.
Beautiful.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm out in sunny California. We'll be right back with more.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh, no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll get with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. We had a little technical difficulty here. The phone I'm using in my room, the battery went dead. So I had to go find another phone in my room, and luckily this one is a hardline phone. So the question is from Matt Beatty. He says, Coach Rob, what do you think about these greens supplements? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the formula. Most greens products are marketed as general health supplements, and rightfully so. You know, you're not going to get a performance enhancement benefit out of most of them. And it's been my experience that a trainee won't stick with something that doesn't have, you know, that kind of acute effect for long. Nevertheless, let's take a closer look at it. Greens products usually combine multiple extracts of quote-unquote healthy ingredients like spinach, kale, watercress, et cetera, et cetera. They are usually rich sources of organic calcium, many times that of milk, magnesium, potassium, and other commonly depleted trace minerals. Now, of note, recent trials show that low-calcium diets promote fat storage, while high-calcium diets, of course, lessen fat accumulation and promote fat burning. So there's merit there. Now, one other ingredient to look for is chlorophyll. More than one sports physician has dubbed it the green steroid, supposedly due to its ability to create a positive nitrogen boost. Thousands of others do swear by these greens products for quick, drug-free acid reflux relief. And you know what? They do work really, really well for that. I have read of quick gains with chlorophyll, but I've never spoken to anyone that actually lived through it that could tell me more. Where it might be of value is getting enough spinach extract, because if you look at many a study done on ectosterone, matter of fact, the ones out of Rutgers come to mind. They used an extract of spinach for the ecti in their positive research findings. So it may be an inexpensive source of that.
Wow.
I wouldn't rely on it exclusively. Here's the bottom line. There's merit in using them to get your vitamins and minerals, if nothing else. I think that's how nature intended.
You see, Popeye knew what he was doing. Spinach makes you strong. Matt Lawrence says, what's the most effective set and rep scheme for body weight training?
Probably the one that you're not on right now. Yeah, like any set and rep spread, the one you're on is only as good as the time it takes your body to adapt to it. Body weight work is unique, though, in that it's more scalable, I think, than weight training. So let's talk about what I mean there. If you're a true body weight devotee, you will understand that there are at least 10 variations of a movement. And, you know, this spans from the rank beginner variation to the most demanding movement that would challenge the most advanced trainee. Take push-ups. Step one is push-ups against the wall. Anybody could do that. On the other end of the spectrum, one-arm push-ups with your feet together, like I said, will challenge anyone. When used in that fashion, body weight training uses the double progression method. So what is that? Every time you reach the progression standard in one variation for higher reps, you move on to a more difficult variation of the exercise done in the other standard for low reps. So using that method, you gain the advantage of low, medium, and high rep strength, and more weight lifted the harder the movements get. I also find the, let's call it the get as many reps in 5 minutes method, is just incredibly, it dummy-proofs progression. The five-minute method builds your reps up, right, per unit of time, while the one-more-rep method, straight sets, focuses more on intensity versus volume. Since your body's going to adapt to either of those, cycling back and forth between them, I think, makes all the sense in the world. Call it 3 to 4 workouts of each. As soon as you fail to progress with one method, you should move on to the next. That works in virtually all movements, although I found less so on, let's call it, handstand push-ups. For that, I just went to, you know, Walmart, went to the children's section, and got the little interlocking foam mats. They're just a quarter of an inch thick, and you can easily slide one mat out at a time to make tackling the full handstand push-up easier. So build up to 7 to 10 reps at any given mat number before sliding one out and moving on. But that's your answer, man. That's a great
Hey, Elliot, pot the volume up a little bit, and I'll just talk a little bit lower. We have a little imbalance since we have the new connection here. So we're having a hard time hearing Coach Rob, I guess. Okay, so Todd Goddick says, what foods do you find work on the anabolic diet? Specifically, I'm thinking about the weekends.
Well, you know, to refresh, the anabolic diet is really 5 days. It's really a five-day diet with very low carbs, high fat, moderate protein during the week. And those 5 days are pretty drab, you know, meat, cheese, and fibrous vegetables. It's making it through to the weekend. That's the challenge. Once that weekend comes, though, it's time to turn around, turn things around, and consume a high-carb, moderate-fat, and low-to-moderate-protein diet. Those 2 days are sufficient to harness the anabolic power of insulin without switching you over to burning sugar versus fat. In practice, that's going to vary between 24 and 48 hours, usually depending upon soma type. If you're an ectomorph, you'll likely be able to go the full 48 hours. Mesos and endos are going to be close to 24 to 36. Because of the limited time frame, you can and should, in my opinion, use some dirty carbs immediately after your workout Friday. You know, how dirty? The darndest carbs work for me. Now, cheesecake. I've been known to eat cheesecake right after that workout and other stuff. I don't know why. You know, it makes me feel full, and not just in the stomach, the muscle bellies especially. Now, you might scoff at that, but I think there's a method behind the madness there. The higher amounts of fat versus just tons and tons of sugar. With those higher amounts of fat, you mitigate the blood sugar spike and the crash that you get seen with just a lot of simple sugars. You also gain a much greater caloric load, and I'd lay good money that that's what I respond well to. And keeping calories up on weekends is pretty damn important, especially if you're cutting versus bulking on this diet. Now think about it. You've been dieting on low carbs now for 5 days, so muscle cell volume, all right, is going to be quite flat versus Mondays. Weekends afford you the opportunity to jack up calories, and you're in that fashion, you're zigzagging them much more efficiently. Continuing to consume fat keeps the fat-burning pathways open longer, I think, versus going with straight sugars, which they always leave me sleepy and bloated anyway. Last but not least is the opportunity to load creatine during weekends. And lately, I've been foregoing creatine during the week, and I just use Synthogen to keep strength up. And creatine, boom, hits on the weekends. Now, those high-calorie, higher-sugar days lend themselves to, you know, very, very well to creatine loading, and they allow me to get cravings out of the way. One final note, if you're starting the carb load on Friday night versus Saturday, you'll need to cut your carbs 48 hours later, or call it later afternoon on a Sunday. So give that a shot, Todd. I'm sure you will be pleased.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Ian Musgrove. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world. Iron Mag Labs.
Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade.
Visit IronMagLabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. So Ian Musgrove has a question. He says, "Hey, Coach Rob, it's mighty good to hear you in good spirits this week.
I have two questions for the Power Hour. The first, should I take Crealkaline with Synthogen, or is it unnecessary? You want to answer that question first, and then I'll go to the second one?
Sure. Crealkaline with Synthogen really isn't necessary. You could save that Crealkaline for afterwards. I also find that it helps people in evaluating how effective either product is. You may want to take creatine, Crealkaline, if you desire a weight gain of some sort. Then again, there are people like me who do body weight training. I don't want all that extra weight. And I will say this, of all the creatines, Crealkaline hold the least extracellular water. So it's half a dozen to one, six of the other. They're both
okay.
High quality.
The next question is, he has a female friend who through the years of crash dieting and overreaching exercises has created an imbalance where she stores excess fat on her lower body. She does lift heavy weights now, 4 to 5 day upper lower split with extra focus on squats and glute bridges, and moderate high intensity interval training 1 to 2 times a week. Her calories are finally up to maintenance and she is 40 years old. What are some creative extra ways for women to combat excessive storage of fat? As you can see in the picture I've attached in the email, her upper body is very slim. Would cold thermogenesis help? Sups, dietary strategy, any thoughts at all?
Well, I'll tell you, he sent me a pic attached along to that email. And honestly, gosh, these ladies are awful hard on themselves. I don't see where she had much to lose, but I'll take my best stab at it. The solution has nothing to do with cold water thermogenesis supplements or some unique dietary strategy. It's training, and specifically lactic acid tolerance training. You want to consider having her perform back-to-back sets of, let's call it, half a dozen different movements, alternating upper and lower body compound lifts for 10 to 20 reps. Have her rest a minute between rounds, let's call it, and perform at least 3 rounds, building up to 5. Once she does that for at least 3 sessions, let's call she builds up to 5 gradually, switch her to 3 workouts of triple drops. And so it works like this. The first set on a movement with a heavy enough weight so that she fails somewhere in the 4 to 6 rep range. Then drop enough weight and give her, perform reps in the 8 to 12 rep range, followed immediately by dropping the weight for a third and final time for a burnout set of between 15 and 20 reps. You want to use the same 5 to 6 movements, but have her rest 45 seconds between each one. I will think you'll find, as I do, nothing helps women drop fat and build muscle like lactic acid tolerance training, and triple drops preserve her strength, something that usually suffers on a cut, right? Because the cardinal mistake is on a cut, guys will lighten up the weights and they'll go for higher repetitions. How does the body interpret this? No more heavy weights, no more need to be big. So when you're working with triple drops, that first set, you've got her or anybody in the 4 to 6 rep range, you can be working with heavy weights. And then, of course, gradually as you tire, you strip the weight, culminating in that final high rep set. And that is, especially according to the research that I just read this morning, is really teeing people up to lose a ton of body fat.
So
those back off sets that Arnold used to talk about.
I've got to weigh in on this one, and this is only because Elisa Profumo was in the back of my mind when I read this question.
Yeah.
Okay, so this woman is 40 years old. Lower body fat retention is a result quite often. Well, let me back up. So Elisa looks at a lot of these posts on Facebook all the time, and she sees older women who are getting advice about training and diet that don't take into account the potential for perimenopause or menopause. I don't know what this young lady's mother, her circumstances were and when she went through menopause, but the first thing I would suggest, Ian, is your friend should ask her mother, or if she already knows, when did her mom start going through menopause? Here's the thing that you have to understand.
When
women get older and they start going through menopause, they put on body fat because the body wants more estrogen. As the ovaries start to tank and start producing less and less estrogen, the body compensates for this by producing more and more body fat. Lower body fat, body fat in the lower body in women is characteristic of the body trying to upregulate the production of estrogen. Because this is someplace that women or people generally don't put on body fat easily. You usually put it on in your gut, your butt, your upper thighs, but if it's going down the leg further, you can usually say this is an endocrine-related body fat storage pattern. So as women become menopausal, estrogen starts to drop. The body compensates by producing fat. Why? And Rob Regish can tell you this easily as I can, because fat makes estrogen through aromatization. It takes the DHEA. It takes the aromatizable hormones that a woman is already making, and it produces estrogen because the body wants more estrogen. These women, I feel bad for them because all they're being told is eat less, exercise more, eat less, exercise differently, eat less, and exercise. But the reality is their bodies are going to blunt metabolism in favor of protecting fat stores because the body wants more estrogen. As soon as you get these women's estrogen issue addressed, the body fat starts coming off on its own with what they were doing before that used to work. So I would suggest, along with very good tips on how to increase body fat utilization through exercise that Rob just gave you, that I would also look to her genetics and say, when did her mother go through menopause? When did her mother start going through menopause? And you'll find out that if her mom is still alive and she can ask these questions, her mother's going to say, yeah, you know, I started to notice changes in my early 40s. I started having a harder time losing body fat. The body fat accumulated, blah, blah, blah. And that's the tip that, okay, we need to look at what do we do to give her body more estrogen so it stops producing fat to give itself more estrogen. And she may not even correlate with her mother's menopausal cycle. Maybe she's going through earlier. Maybe she's starting to see some of these drops in estrogen now. So don't discount that. And this is important for those out there who are personal trainers. When you have a woman who comes to you that's of a certain age, don't just assume that by cutting her calories and increasing her cardio, she's going to just drop fat. It doesn't work that way for some women.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go ahead and take our last break now. When we come back, we've got a fantastic blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Coach Rob Regish. Visit his website, CoachRobRegish.com, often, and we'll be right back with more.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference.
difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved. MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. And now for the long-awaited Blueprint Tip of the Day, combining body weight and traditional weight training. This is a very important topic. This is a question that we get over and over and over again. Even Brooks Cubic gets this question over and over and over again, because people want to not give up their traditional weight training, but they want to start to leverage body weight training as well. How do they do it, Rob?
Well, it's a great question. And like Brooks and you, we're seeing more and more of these. How do I combine body weight and the weights? So let's take a closer look. Right now, due to advancing age, frankly, I have slanted my exercise template, call it 75% body weight training and 25% weights. But here's a typical week for me. Mondays, I roll in there to perform the following. I do my bridge work, all right, walking up and down walls with your hands, chin-ups, building up to the one-arm variety, as many reps as I can get in 5 minutes, ditto for the push-ups, the one-arm variety, as many reps in 5 minutes, seated calf raises, I have two alternate workouts that I'll use there. One is a static hold, extremely heavy weight, static hold in the strongest range for 5 seconds. I build up to two such sets. And then the second workout are strong range partials with an extremely heavy weight, as many reps as you can get in 30 seconds. There are two or three, you know, you knock off two or three sets in that fashion, it really adds to the overload. And there's a little story behind that strong range partials 30-second thing. On Wednesdays, I perform top range rack pulls, usually with an extreme weight, working up to a single with a 5-second hold. You want to rest in between these really heavy sessions at least 10 days and then look to beat your record. You want to rest another 10 to 14 days and then repeat the third time, looking to set a new PR there too. The next month or the next time you roll in there, switch it out to a 10 sets of 10 German volume training type set and rep spread and repeat the process. You can really only train that movement twice a month, three times maybe if you're young, due to the extremely heavy weight that you're using and the overload that it creates. On the weeks in between, I like to focus on one-arm rows in the horizontal or the mixed plane. Horizontal rows are great for thickness, and they complement the vertical rows you've already performed, right, on Mondays, chin-ups. So neck work, either with the neck harness or the neck machine supplemented with headstands, rounds out Wednesday. And then Friday, I perform my handstand push-ups. They've had 3 full days of rest at this point. 20-rep breathing squats after that, either with a barbell or a hip belt squat. I then roll into heavy reverse hypers and or glute ham bridges, calves as per Monday, and I finish it out with hanging leg raises. The goal there is building up to be able to perform 2 sets of 20 reps with picture-perfect form. That schedule would challenge even the most advanced man and give him a nice mix of body weight and free weight work with which to build. There's no fluff here. There's no isolation exercises. Those are a waste of time for most people. Just rock solid, big, basic exercises, and progression plans to follow. It's really a nice mix of body weight work, full range movements, statics, and partials. There's something there for everyone. Here's the bottom line. Don't practice any one discipline to the exclusion of the other. I think that's silly. Now, they both have so much to offer. Give that a shot, maybe with a bottle of Synthogen, and see if you don't develop downright scary levels of size and strength.
You know, what you said is so important, because what you described here is a protocol. I think most people think they've got to do this stuff every week. You know, we're so ingrained to think that every training cycle needs to be 7 days long.
Yeah.
Start again. Rinse, wash, repeat. Rinse, wash. And what you just described was using these tactics every 10 days, you know, add this in. You're not forced to use the week as the dictate for your training cycle. You can have a 15-day training cycle. You can have where you rotate back in and start all over again every 15 days, every 9 days, every 13 days. It's irrelevant. It has more to do. See, that you're brilliant. I'll tell you why. Because what you just described is, look, you can use body weight training. You may not use it every single week. It's not like you're going to do Monday weights, Tuesday body weight, Wednesday weight. That's the mentality. That's what people are stuck in, that modality. No, it doesn't have to fit neatly into a week. It could fit neatly into a 15-day program.
Yeah, and I've every single time I have convinced someone to look at their training that way instead of fitting it into a week, every time they have gotten stronger, every time. Any fixed training frequency will ultimately fail with time because you're getting stronger, hopefully. You're doing more reps for more sets. The stresses are growing on your body. And at some point in time, the body's going to say, you know, can't go back into the gym and have a productive workout again. You need more time for the body to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger.
You know, I learned this firsthand when I was training as a power lifter.
Right.
And I discovered, quite by accident, that a one-day on, two-day off, three-day split worked the best for me in gaining greater strength.
Yes.
Well, that's a nine-day training cycle.
Yep.
So it didn't fit nicely in. Then I even manipulated it more. I thought, you know what? And on the weekends, I shall rest. So if I did train Thursday, I was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I came back Monday. So I even had a couple three-day off sessions in there periodically. And also, you start the week off with a different body part. Maybe 1 week you start off with legs. The next week you end up, or 2 weeks later, you end up starting off with chest. People need to get out of this idea that it's got to be, you know, Monday this, Tuesday that, Wednesday this, Thursday that, Friday this, and then start all over again on Monday. Don't get stuck in the seven-day week schedule. Make your routine fit your goals and not the calendar.
Yeah, even a cursory look at the rate at which different muscle groups recover should tell you everything that you need to know. Now, does your lower back recover as fast as your biceps? Nope. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
If you try to shoehorn yourself into any fixed training schedule, it will ultimately catch up with you.
Well, I think that little pearl of wisdom may help one or two people out there find their path to the goals that they've been trying to reach. And that was worth coming and listening to the entire show. Right there.
Thanks, man. That makes me feel good.
All right, Coach. So we will be back together next week.
Right.
I'm out here in California visiting and working with the Quest Nutrition. Amazing things. We'll have lots to report about when I get back in the studio. I want to thank everybody for listening and also for their patience while we're rerunning old shows. And don't forget to visit CoachRobergish.com. And don't forget to ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Carvelin at the Superhuman Radio website in the Ask the Scientist box. And that's it for now, and we'll be back with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening, and thank you for all of your patronage.
Thanks, bro.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more